Now, joined in the studio by two local lads who have come in. Ken Doyle, you know, from Bagatelle. He's been on quite a lot recently. You after a job here or something, Ken?
I tell you what, I don't think you would lower the tone of the neighbourhood for having me here.
And he's joined by Jason Ford, a producer of movies. Jason, years ago, we're just reminiscing really in
That's
a way,
right.
Jason.
Hi, Declan. How
many
are you?
Years ago is it? Fine, thank you. And how are you? Years ago when you used to come in and do film reviews.
I know, it's going back a bit. Yeah, I used to come in here and do all the movie reviews before I started making my own ones. But yeah, so all those years ago, things haven't changed. I'm still in the same zone, still chipping away.
Well, you're looking well anyway.
Thank you very much.
So listen, you two are together and of course the big word is Bagatelle. So how did your involvement with Ken and Bagatelle come about?
Well, I know Ken a long time. He's a good friend of mine and I've always wanted to do a documentary on the band and I felt, you know, I was very surprised that nobody had actually got to that space beforehand. So when I pitched it to Ken, he was totally on board. And I just needed to find who was the right fit for it. So I approached TG4 and they jumped at the opportunity. And in fairness, they were really great to us. They gave us kind of carte blanche to go off and do what we wanted to do, which was basically hire Kilrudry in Bray over the course of 2 days, and we brought in the cream of the top of musicians and they sang all Bagatelle's famous hits. And it wasn't just Summer in Dublin, it's Trump Card and Second Violin and all the classics. And Ken was there himself with all the band and we had an amazing day, didn't we, Ken?
It was great, it really was, and I think it's one of the best things that ever that Bagatelle has ever done. I think it's the best platform Bagatelle have ever had. Thanks to Jason and Fainamy O'Connor, the director, the director, and of course Jason, the producer. And I have to say, when you see the documentary, if you haven't seen it, by the way, check it out. It's still on their website. The whole layout of the orangery and the library and all in Kilrudry is just incredible.
Yeah. And what beautiful. We wanted to do, Declan, I didn't want to do a kind of a standard documentary. I wanted to make kind of a hybrid approach. So we invited musicians to come in and sing the songs that Bagatelle would have famously written over the years. And in the set, now we shot it with several cameras, like a 5 cameras. It was a full crew. And then what we did is we then peppered the programme with interviews.
That's what I was wondering about, to say, because I mean the temptation is, oh, let's all have musicians in and I'll shine a camera on each act.
Yeah.
And then I get a compilation of songs.
No, so it's done in kind of chapters. So what we did is, obviously, like Liam, the singer of Bagatelle, the late Liam Riley, is no longer with us, so we want to play homage to his passing, because he passed kind of during COVID. So what we did is that was the kind of a very important moment in the documentary. But we build up to that with archival. Liam represented Ireland in Eurovision. The lads, the band themselves, had a great success, not just in Ireland, internationally. And I was very fortunate I came across a good friend of Ken's called Chuck Fishbein, a brilliant filmmaker in New York. And he had made some early recordings of archival stuff with the band. He shot some stuff for U2, Bagatelle. So basically, I used some of that as well. The director, Fela, me and myself, we broke it down. We didn't actually have enough time, to tell you the truth. We had 52 minutes to cram in the story of Bagatelle.
Is that dictated by Gigi Carr?
Yeah, it was a commercial hour. Yeah. So they needed time for ads. And we could have actually made a 2-hour piece. But, you know, this talk, we could actually put this as a stage show. There's lots of other stuff we could do. And then we were deeply shocked that we got a nomination for tomorrow for the Royal Television Awards, which takes place in Galway.
Yeah, isn't that wonderful?
It's brilliant.
It's great. I have to say, hats off to you. You deserve it, though. What you did in Kilrudry over those 2 days, yourself and Fela, me, was just amazing.
Yeah.
And everybody involved, actually. The band, all the people who came to the table. Like, there was no rehearsals or anything. They just came in. They knew the songs and, being professionals, they just did a great job. Camille O'Sullivan came in and she dressed and acted the part of Lisa Street Lady, and she threw her hat on the ground in anger and everything, and it was just brilliant.
Yeah, and I think that's what makes it authentic, Declan, because you have, say, someone like Liam O'Malley from The Flowers, from The Hottest Flowers. He did a rendition of one of the famous Bagatelle songs.
Trump Card,
yeah. And he basically stripped it down, and it's kind of avant-garde, and I think it's an amazing version. But like, everyone on their own right. Like, they're like, we had Brian Kennedy in there, we had the High Kings, we had Tommy Fleming. We had a lovely act which we ended on, which was called Greenshine, and that was quite important too, because that song was written by the late John and Brian. So we kind of we tried to squeeze a little bit of everything into it, and it's actually, tomorrow is a nod. We're in a nod category because we're the only documentary. Whereas the other programs is like, say, Lucy Investigates or Gogglebox. So to be the only documentary up against those heavy hitters, it's brilliant. It's great.
Yeah. So what was the instructions there? Was it sort of, hello, artist, here's a song. Do what you want with it and come to us with your arrangement, was
it? Well, the problem was, when myself and Ken were talking about this, all the artists wanted to do Summer in Dublin. So then there was talk we were going to do it as a kind of a Live Aid job. Yeah. And then when we're putting this together, we said, what's the best approach? So we kind of picked songs that tonally would fit with their range of what they would do, but they didn't have time to rehearse it. So, for example, Ken talked to him on the phone and he just said, we're going to do it in such and such chord and such key. And that's it. You know, I'll meet you up in Kilrodry next week. Come along, and we won't rehearse it because we want it to be fresh, naturalistic, and we didn't want to kind of keep on rehearsing and it doesn't look as authentic. So I think there's even a bit in it where Liam O'Malley, doesn't he change a line or fluff something? Oh, we left it in.
He subtly changed a couple of things. Yeah. He did put his own stamp on it. But I thought everybody did. I thought Lucy Evans, with a girl with beautiful voice, she did a great version of Rock and Roll Fantasy.
Oh yeah, brilliant.
And as I say, to just be up there shooting, should the band, like our guys up there, Howard, John and Kurt and that, you know, like, I mean, they know the songs inside out. So once the singers knew what they were doing, we had no problem.
Yeah.
Like, Camilla Sullivan wanted to do her own version with the band. And I said, well, listen, if you know what you want, you just do what you want and we'll follow you. And exactly what we did. And it turned out to be a very, very good, very interesting. If you see the documentary, you'll enjoy it because it's brilliant.
And the way we shot it was
torn fish nets and all, by the way.
Yeah, the way we shot it was fantastic because we kind of mapped it out that we'll do the Tuesday evening. We'd do some late stuff late at night so that we'd have it lit atmospherically. And we put in a beautiful singer called Ryan McMullen, who did a beautiful rendition of Ken's song,
Streets
of New York. And then after that, the next day, we went into the Orangery. We had five artists, and they just kept on coming in and coming in. We had Brian Kennedy, the High Kings.
What a venue.
Tommy Fleming. Yeah, brilliant. We were very lucky. And in fairness, all the staff and everybody up in Kilrodry, they couldn't have done any more for us. Like, they were so generous because we had the whole place to ourselves. And you needed that, you know, because, you know, we went back up a few days later to get some drone footage, and that's intercut between the archival. Yeah. And then we got, you know, beautiful interviews who spoke highly of the band and Liam. Like, we got Angus McAnally, we got Eileen Dunn and Liam O'Malley from the Hottest Flowers. He speaks.
Colin Musnoddick from Keela. And I also got my brother Jerry to play the fiddle on a couple of the songs. He played the fiddle when Brian Kennedy was doing second violin. He played the fiddle, and he also played it on Rock and Roll Fantasy. And the guys on Lisa Street Lady, should I say? But what was I going to say to you? Jerry has a big bushy beard, and he had a black hat on him. And two comments. One was when the drone footage over Kilrodry, which looked incredible. Yeah. I've had a call from America, from New York, from a guy saying, Ken, that's so, where is that beautiful place? I said, that's just up the road from me. Man, you're so lucky. I said, I know. Yeah. And the second thing is, I've had a call from Florida from a big fan of ours to say, Ken, that documentary was awesome. Tell me this, is that guy playing the fiddle an Amish farmer? I said, no, that's my brother, Jerry.
Yeah, and you know what was very touching and moving is we invited Liam O'Reilly from Bagatelle, his sisters, his four lovely sisters who came along, and they witnessed the whole thing over the Tuesday and the Wednesday, and they sat around just observing, but they were so delighted to be part of it, and they were so generous with their time, but they also let me into their private access of photographs, archival.
Which you could add to. But listen, I've got to wrap it up here.
Yeah.
So it's available on TG Car to see the Bagatelle.
Yeah, it's called Almost to Liam O'Reilly and Bagatelle. Yeah. And I have to say, it's well worth a watch. And if you do like it, please forward on to Manny.
I'll be coming back and winning an award.
And Galway, let's hope so. Fingers crossed.